We are back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life, and this is the time where we go over to Richard to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors, as always. The list keeps getting longer. UBS with Michael Caronta and Drew Freitas. Our favorite CPAs on the planet, two of them, Signature Analytics with Jason Kruger, CPA. He's an upcoming guest here. A very excellent CFO service. Also, more traditional CPAs, Polito Epic CPAs in San Marcos. Carl Sheeler with Berkeley Research Group, helping real estate owners improve the value of their businesses. Also, Joel Grushkin and Kurt Cottrell with Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. Now, with all this money you make, how about Brenda Geiger? Geiger Law Offices. Brenda specializes in asset protection and estate planning. California Republic Bank with Sean Puckett and Lane Elliott, a niche market bank serving wealthy families and family offices. The former Mars Maddox Insurance, now known as Hub International, a great employee benefits firm. Also, the LG Experience and the Lombardi Group, helping wealth advisors make heroes out of CPAs to the CPA's very best clients. Recent guest, Paul Hines, CEO of Hearthstone Private Wealth Management. Paul, of course, heads up the SeniorSafeAndSound.org initiative here in San Diego, helping to prevent elder financial abuse. Also, Servant Leadership Institute, doing their national convention here in San Diego on March 6th through 8th. Check out ServantLeadershipInstitute.com. Recent guest, Michelle Lirak with Berry Good Food Foundation. Great show about soils.
We have three more coming up
this year. Got three more coming up, which is great. Yep. Also, if you want to drink some good coffee, how about Lestat's Coffee House?
There you go.
And last but not least, our newest sponsor, who's our guest tonight, that would be Mr. Nathan Watkins with Worldwide Credit. But before we get to Nathan, Joe, quickly, how do our listeners find out about our amazing roster of sponsors?
Well, it's real easy. Just get over to iymoney.com on any device that you own. There's a drop-down menu across the top of the page that says sponsors. So you just click on that, and all the sponsors are right there. Their background information, their personal contacts, everything you need to know. And I know they've all been working with Richard for many, many years with great success.
In some cases, over 30 years.
There you go.
Since we were like 3 years old. But anyway, Nathan Watkins, we just did a first half of the show on reverse mortgages. Now we're going to talk about regular mortgages. You are a mortgage lender, but before you tell people what you do, how about a little bit of background on you, about where you're from, where you went to school, how you got in the business?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
Pleasure.
Well, I'm a native San Diegan, so
Wow, we hardly ever meet one of those.
I'll start with that. So, so I've been born and raised here in California. Got into the industry about 13 years ago, so it's been quite an interesting ride. It's been pretty fun, to say the least. And, you know, I'm working here locally in San Diego. Our office is right in Kearny Mesa.
Just down the street from the studio.
Yeah. There you go, right near KFMB. So, actually, why don't we tell them where it's at? You're right near 163 on Claremont Mesa Boulevard, right?
Yep, right in between the 163 and the 15 freeway. So we're easy to get to. We're nice and central in San Diego. We serve all of California. And I'm glad that you're having me here to speak on reverse mortgages because it's pretty opportune that you bring it up.
Yeah, but you're not speaking on reverse mortgages.
We're talking on forward mortgages.
Yeah. We're going to go in reverse. We already did that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, what's your website, by the way?
It's www.worldwidecredit.com.
Okay, cool.
.net, actually. I think it's .net, the one I see. You sure?
It's .com.
Okay.
It's .com.
You have both of them then. Okay. That's great. So you have worldwidecredit.net and .com.
How could somebody find you directly?
The best way to find me is email. So my email address is nwatkins.j@gmail.com.
nwatkins.j@gmail.com.
Okay, I see what they've done here. The .com defaults to the .net. So either way, folks, you can't miss him.
One way or another, you're going to find me.
So, Nathan, if you got into the mortgage business...
I'd like to know where did you grow up in San Diego, what high school and everything else?
Sarah Mesa.
It's
my old stomping ground. Sarah Mesa, and both of my parents worked in Sarah Mesa, so I went to elementary school there. Went to high school at St. Augustine in North Park.
The Saints.
Yeah, so it's been amazing watching the community transform to what it is now, because back when I was going to high school,
not much hair, right?
Not much hair at all, so it's been great. I mean, San Diego's a beautiful city. I went to college in West Virginia and had an amazing culture shock over there.
what university?
Was West Virginia State College. So I went there on a Division II football scholarship.
I was going to say, this guy's played some football. You could tell, you know.
What position?
Cornerback.
Hey, Chargers could have used you about the last three games, was on the DL.
If I didn't have a foot injury last year, I would have definitely tried out.
Yeah, I know. I saw Nathan over the holidays, and he had a big old walking boot on. What'd you do to your foot?
I was helping a friend move, and Armor dropped right on my foot.
No wonder I never help anybody move.
We got to come up with a better story than that. You know, I was going long. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I was diving to make the winning touchdown.
I dropped the armoire.
Yeah. Saved the dog from a fire, you know.
So, Nathan, if you got into the mortgage business, though, 13 years ago, that'd be about 2003. You've seen some interesting things.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's been a night and day difference, really. I mean, back then, you know, it's really tough to say now, but it's the reality of it. But I remember working, just getting into the business, we'd have these account reps that represent these banks that are trying to get our loan applications. We'd hand them a loan app, and we would say, hey, listen, does this qualify for your product? And they'd say, son, you know, do they fog up a mirror? You know, do they have a pulse? And, yeah, of course they do. Like, all right, well, they qualify. And it was just amazing because that's ultimately how it was ran. And I mean, obviously, we all seen the effects of that with the mortgage meltdown.
Well, have you seen Big Short yet, the film?
I haven't, but I heard it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, you got to see that. It's up for Best Picture. Well, you know, it's not really the industry. I mean, it was these monolithic policies, you know, coming from the East Coast that really triggered all this. You know, people are just doing their jobs. If your boss says go out and write mortgages, I mean, that's what you're paid to do, but... Yeah. Richard, what do you think?
We've had shows about this, or at least part of the show has been about this topic. So
yeah.
So you got into the business in 2003, so you sort of saw a boom and a bust. And now,
but rates are at an all-time pretty low. A 30-year right now is like, 33.47 or something? Or?
The 30-year rate right now for Freddie Mac is 3.72%, which is only a little bit, just a tad bit higher than last year. It was around 3.59%. But, I mean, the rates are amazing right now.
Gosh.
What people should understand is the reason why rates are so low right now is because there's a lot of economic uncertainty, especially you know, in the overseas markets, primarily with Europe. You know, the mortgage rates are tied to the mortgage bonds, which is a type of investment. It's a type of a long-term investment, and it works inverse with the more volatile short-term stock investment. So, you know, when you see global the global economy or even the national economy, when you see it suffer, the stock market will suffer. So what's happening is investors are taking dollars out of the stock market and putting them into a long-term safe haven like the mortgage-backed security. And as a result, the mortgage interest rates will benefit, and therefore they're as low as they are right now. So it's a great time to either buy or refinance.
So do you have like a cutoff point for, like with a rate for somebody who's an ideal refi candidate? Like if they're at 4 point something or?
You know what? Just like many of the answers in real estate finance, it depends. You know, everyone's situation is different. So, you know, if a particular, I would say anyone right now that has a 4% or higher should at least explore the opportunity.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
You know, and then depending upon their situation, you know, we can go from there.
Sure. You're working with a lot of purchases or a lot of refis or both?
Well, both, really. And typically, most of my business is purchase business. It's because of the fact that the way that I work and the way that I've set up my business model is off of referrals and repeat business. And so therefore I'm working with a lot of agents because the purchase market will always be there. People are always going to need to buy a house. Whereas the refinance part of the market will always come and go with the fluctuation of interest rates.
Sure.
So right now it's more beneficial because I'm more busy with refinances. I'm reaching out to previous clients in addition to, you know, other clients from my referral partners to see if we can improve their situation. So right now, you know, I'm about 50-50, you know, so it's pretty exciting. Typically on the first portion of the year, you know, January, February, March, people are getting out of their holiday lull in terms of the purchase market. So right now, in terms of prices, they're fairly affordable. But once the months start leading into summer, the market begins a little bit more hot.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take our little break right now. They'll be back with Nathan Watkins, senior mortgage banker with Worldwide Credit right here in Kearny Mesa. Hang on. We'll be right back. All right, we're back getting smart with Nathan Watkins. Nathan, you remember that show, by the way, or no?
Yeah. You're too young. Too young.
He's too young.
The music
Get
rings
smart.
The bell.
Oh, my gosh. That was a great
Get
show.
Get smart. Well, Chief?
Get smart. Yeah, Don Adams. Wow. Okay, well, I feel a lot younger now, Richard, don't you?
I do, too. But we wanted to thank somebody else who's a lot younger than us. That would be Tim Owens, right?
Right. Well, Tim Owens, he hosted a special edition of his Life Lounge event, which anyone can go to. If you go to lifeloungesd.com, you can find out about it. But he had a special panel with all this recent calamity with the opening of the market in January. He wanted to get some financial experts
on a panel, and Sean Puckett, one of our sponsors, was the moderator. And I remember one of the panelists was in real estate, and another was in art. And the gentleman from in the real estate world said, "Well, gosh, one of the safest things today in San Diego, just get yourself some coastal real estate. You know, they're not making any more of it. Maybe not too near the coast in some places. You know, some people.
Yeah, like on the bluffs in Acadia.
Some are going over the cliff. You saw those Los Angeles, you know, when we had those storms. But, and then the other guy was touting art. So I guess if you get a big house or a nice house on the coast and load it up with art, I guess you should be.
You're recession proof.
You'll ride out the wave there. So.
By the way, Tim Owens, next time you want me to moderate a panel, make sure you give me the date, okay? But Sean Puckett from
Sean did a great job.
Yeah. California Republic Bank. Really appreciate you filling in.
And I'll tell you, those are nice things to go to because the setting was a nice home. I guess it's on the market and maybe an escrow, but it was one of these, you know, $5 million mansions right above La Jolla Country Club there on Fairway Road. So just go there and hang out and talk with some cool people.
Yeah, buy one of those houses, load it up with art.
I mean, and just to speak on that point, it's so true because coastal property does hold their value very well. Mm-hmm. You know, living in La Jolla, I see it all the time. I mean, some of these existing homes, you know, they demo them, build them right back up, and it's constant, nonstop, mm-hmm. every single year. It's pretty beautiful to see.
Yeah, the square footage and get the value.
What happened with Mitt Romney's garage? Was he able to do that? I didn't think he
was. I don't think he was. He ended up selling it or something
but
that was a huge stink when that was going on.
Really?
That's funny.
Well, that's... I'm sure someone will do something over there.
So, Nate, the question...
Fix it up.
The question now that it's not like it was when you got in the business where if somebody was breathing and could fog up a mirror, they could get a mortgage. How much paperwork, how much documentation is now in a typical mortgage?
There's a good amount of documentation. There certainly is. And, you know, that's something that I always like to coach and prepare everyone that I work with as we get into the transaction and just let them know, hey, listen, I understand that you have a high credit score and that you got a good amount of funds in the bank, but you know everyone's at the mercy of the market. And mm-hmm. in order to execute a loan, we need to have all the supporting documentation in the file before we can close. So you know it can get paper intensive at times.
Yeah.
So you know the best thing that you can really do is just communicate with the client and let them know what they're about to get into because you know there's all sorts of things that can come up in the underwriting process.
Let me ask you this: in the mortgage process, I guess there was some kind of issue came up with regard to, you know, the title getting separated from the paperwork, and then who owns my mortgage now? Because mm-hmm. it might get transacted a few times. Are they keeping better track of that now?
And they are. And what happens is they've. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have gone through different sort of regulatory reforms mm-hmm. that have hit on certain situations like that. So basically what happens is whenever a mortgage is sold, the homeowner will receive advance notice in the mail saying, hey, listen, this is where your mortgage is going to be paid to. Your loan is now with this particular company. And what a lot of homeowners don't know is that ultimately they have about 60 days to make that next mortgage payment because you know, some things get lost in the mail. Sometimes, you know, communication doesn't happen, you know, as fluid as they like. So so there's certain
safeguards
that have been put in place in order to.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I really like about working with Nathan, can't mention any names, we have a handful of mutual clients. He actually does an amazing job of strategizing, as he mentions, with the client before going through the process. Because I know some of the things we've worked on, it's not exactly the most straightforward, shall we say, businesses and business ownership that some people have, especially, I don't mean self-employed per se, but they own their own S-corps and C-corps and LLCs. And as you said, the paperwork can be huge. So I think the strategy piece becomes critical.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you mentioned that because it's very true. You know, when you take a loan application and you take a client that has an objective that they want to accomplish, you want to look at the big picture. And if it's not as easy on the surface of it, then you really have to dig in and say, okay, well, what kind of resources do I have? Well, who could I lean on? What could we possibly put together in order to, you know, get them to where mm-hmm. they want to be? And again, fortunately, having been born and raised here in San Diego and trying to be as resourceful as possible, I've met some very great people, including yourself, Richard, that are able to help me lean on, situations where I might be a little bit challenged in terms of whether they be taxes or their estate plan or whatever the case may mm-hmm. be. So it's always good as a mortgage professional to have a sphere of influence of industry partners that could help you in situations like that.
Yeah, I know you've done some work, too, with our sponsor, Brenda Geiger, the estate manager.
Absolutely, and she's great. I mean, she is. I mean, her professionalism is, you know, second to none.
Yeah,
she's another very reliable resource of mine that I know I can pick up the phone and call and get a great answer from. So I certainly enjoy working with her as well.
So, Nathan, here's an easy question. How long are interest rates going to stay low? Now, you know, I've got a sense of humor, so I'm just putting you on the spot.
I hope long enough to keep to get me to retire when I want to.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking before the show that I was looking at this list of the 20 professions that are most likely to be replaced by technology, and mortgage lending and being an accountant or a CPA were like in the top five.
You know, real quick, it's crazy that you mentioned that because I do see a lot of, you know, for instance, I think like a Quicken Loans or something has like a cradle to grave process where you can go online. You know, mortgages just aren't that easy.
No,
I just don't
not.
Think it's that realistic at all. You know, I mean, it really requires a human presence to communicate with the homeowner effectively because it's a different type of market right now. Maybe you could. As an individual homeowner, consumer that doesn't know anything about loans, you could have got yourself a loan in 2002, 2003 because there were no requirements.
Right.
But now there's all these layers of risk and qualifying criteria that you need to meet. You need to have a professional right there, someone that can walk you through the entire process.
But you said communicate with the client. You also communicate with the underwriters, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a part of the process. You know, before you submit a loan package, you want to make sure that that package is going to be approved. And, you know, if you come across a situation where you're going to run into some challenges and some obstacles, you want to vet everything that you can possible, essentially pre-underwrite the file, anticipate what the underwriter is going to require in order to get that loan done, and then go back to the homeowner and say, all right, well, listen, if we want this loan, this is what we're going to need. And from there, basically see if we can make it happen.
And a lot is word of mouth. I mean, your company's been around 25 plus years, right?
Quite a while.
And all based here in San Diego, right?
So Nathan, you're going to love this. I bought my first house the year before I got married in 1986, and I was a really good credit risk, so I got a really good mortgage, and it was only at 9.75%.
Yeah. Hey, and that was low for the 80s.
That was low for the 80s.
But you've refied, right, Richard?
You know? Yes, I have. Okay. Oh, I sold that. But the point is that people forget how different it was 25, 30 years ago.
Hey, you know what? And I had someone complain to me the other day about, oh, you know, really, a 3.875, you can't do anything better than that?
Yeah.
You know, let's put it into perspective here. You're getting $500,000 at that, you know, I mean,
under 4%.
You know, I mean, that's gosh, you're borrowing at a really low rate there. So
how times have changed.
They go up and down. Well, gosh, who can, you know, the early 80s, huh, Richard? Interest rates were.
I didn't own a house then, but I remember when I started in the CPA world.
Tell me what credit card rates were. I mean, it was through the roof. It was like 18%.
You could get 18% on CDs. You could earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the early 80s. It was insane. I know.
And you had to line up to buy your gas, too, at one point.
I know. Inflation.
I guess Paul Volcker, he really cracked the whip, didn't he? He was pretty good. You remember him, Richard?
Yeah, I do. Big, tall guy.
Yeah.
So Nathan, I know there was maybe a slight overreaction in terms of the mortgage meltdown. Are lenders easier to work with now, harder to work with? I mean, are things smoothing out a little bit?
That's another great question. And the answer to that is yes. I have seen the product list of loans available expand a bit.
Okay.
I have seen some underwriting strategy loosen up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does come at a price, you know,
sure.
and what I mean by that is it comes at an additional effort on the homeowner's behalf as far as providing additional paperwork to show that they have a certain amount of assets in the bank or, you know, that they have a certain amount of cash flow that they've had in their business. So we are seeing the equity markets come back. And what I mean by that is home equity lines of credit are starting to become stronger. People can start purchasing homes without mortgage insurance with a 80% first and a 10 or 15% second to avoid mortgage insurance there. So lending guidelines have loosened up a bit. Products are becoming to come back and become more favorable for the homeowner. But again, it comes at a cost of offering additional docs.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty tall pieces of paper. Piles and piles.
You should see some of the stacks I got in my office. They're big, but they're success stories. So that's fine.
Take a picture
me.
Of you standing next to 6 feet of paperwork or whatever. So.
Anyway, let's give him get his contact information out
again.
We got one more minute here to go, but it's Nathan Watkins, Senior Mortgage Banker with Worldwide Credit Corporation right here in Credit Mesa, right?
That's right.
There you go. So, well, thanks to Pete Tentler, right, Richard?
Our first guest. Yeah, we did reverse mortgages, and then we reversed course and did regular mortgages, and now we're backwards.
So thanks to both our guests. Richard, great
seeing you. Nathan, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. Great seeing you, Richard. Thanks to Justin Hart, our audio engineer, for making a sound.
And Craig Blanket came by from the new office. Hadn't seen him in a while.
That's
hey,
right.
Craig.
That's right. Thanks to Craig Blanket, our senior con executive, and to Dave Sniff, our programming genius here at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. You have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.